Transforming into a new era is the main title of this 20th edition of the Doha Forum. But instead of following the original agenda with issues like international relations, food and cybersecurity, and climate change, the war in Ukraine has dominated the discussions. A surprise appearance via video link by the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky highlighted that shift in focus. Zelensky compared Russia's invasion of his country to its intervention in Syria, saying Russia destroyed the Ukrainian city of Mariupol in the same manner it did to the Syrian city of Aleppo. He also called on Qatar to increase its output of gas to reduce Europe's dependency on Russian supplies.
This is also a question of abandoning the usage of Russian oil and gas. Responsible states like the state of Qatar are reliable and solid exporters of energy resources, and they can make their contribution to the stabilization of Europe. They can do much to restore justice. The future of Europe rests with your efforts. It depends on your efforts. I ask you to increase the output of energy to ensure that everyone in Russia understands that no country can use energy as a weapon.
Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, who opened the event a bit earlier, said Qatar stood in solidarity with the people of Ukraine, adding that the war there is a reminder for the world to reflect on conflict and refugees everywhere.
We stand in solidarity with the millions of innocent people and refugees who've been victimized by this unjust war and geopolitical calculations. While stressing the solidarity, I would like in this context to remind us of the millions of Palestinians who've been suffering from the Israeli occupation and international neglect for more than seven decades. Similarly, a lot of other people, such as the Syrian people and the Afghans, for whom the international community has failed to render justice.
This year's edition of the Doha Forum has come at an important time for the world. And instead of the war in Ukraine reducing the importance of other issues on the forum's agenda, it has made them more urgent. The need to provide energy supplies from outside Russia has been discussed. CEOs from Exxon and Total Energies renewed their commitment to stop investing in Russia, even if that might increase the cost of energy. John Kerry, the U.S. envoy for climate change, made the link between the fight for the environment and the priority to stop the current war in Ukraine.
It is the worst thing I've seen, and I fought in a war, but it's the worst thing I've seen since I've seen clips of what happened in World War II. And it really rises to a level of bestiality and personal cravenness that all of us should be pushing back against in every way that we possibly know how.
Other issues being covered in the forum include the questions of refugees, misinformation and the war for truth, women's rights, post-pandemic business models and artificial intelligence. Mohammed Val, Al Jazeera, Doha.